Ever get the feeling like you know when you're trying to figure someone out, it's like, where's the instruction manual for this person? And I'm not talking about just anyone. I'm talking about the kind of person who could charm anyone, you know, like seriously,
You
anyone.
might be talking about a Leo.
Exactly. Leos, right. There's something else. And it's not like they're even trying, are they?
No, not really. It's almost like they were born to be the center of attention.
Right. And as much as I love their confidence, it can make things, well, a little tricky sometimes, especially in relationships, which is why, by the way, we're doing this whole deep dive thing today, because you guys wanted to know more about how to tell if a Leo man is, well, over it.
It's a good question.
Yeah, and luckily for us, we found this article. It's from Lionstar, and they seem to know a thing or two about Leos, so that's good.
Oh yeah, they're pretty much the authority, at least according to, the internet.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the article, it basically says that when a Leo man is done with a relationship, it's not always some big dramatic thing. It's often like way more subtle at first.
Yeah, like Lionstar actually mentions that a classic Leo move is to leave little love notes or, small thoughtful gifts. But if those start to disappear, that could be a sign that he's checked out emotionally.
Really? Even if he's still like complimenting you and stuff when you're out in public.
Especially then, it's all about, appearances.
Wow. That's a really good point. So, okay, what else should we be looking for? If it's not like a big blowout fight, then what? What are the signs?
Well, normally Leos are really affectionate, right? Like they love physical touch and they're pretty
Yeah.
open about their feelings. But Lionstar points out that if your Leo man suddenly starts avoiding like deep conversations, or if he seems less interested in physical touch, then that's definitely something to pay attention to.
So it's not necessarily that he's decided he's done. It's more like his energy's just going elsewhere.
That's
Okay, so we're not looking for one big sign. We're looking for a bunch of little shifts, like changes in behavior.
right. And that actually leads us to the next sign Lionstar talks about, which is how they approach the
So
future.
interesting. Okay.
Leos, they're natural leaders and they like to plan like way ahead, especially when they're excited about a relationship.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They'll find any excuse to celebrate something you guys might do together, like way down the line.
Exactly. But the article says pay attention if your Leo man starts, dragging his feet about making plans together, or if he doesn't want to talk about what are we doing? Where are we going? Those kinds of conversations. Or if he just seems completely over planning even simple things, like even something as small as what you're doing for dinner next week. If
Really?
he's suddenly all about me instead of we, that's a problem.
Wow. Yeah, that's intense. So, okay, it sounds like while they might not ghost you completely, if a Leo man isn't interested in building a future with you, he'll definitely find ways to let you know, even if he doesn't say it outright.
Definitely. They're not exactly known for their subtlety in other areas of life.
That's for sure. But, okay, this leads me to something else that's kind of, I don't know, unexpected maybe. Lionstar also mentions this whole jealousy paradox thing, which honestly, I wasn't expecting.
Oh, yeah.
So, we all know Leos can be a little, how do I put this, demonstrative when it comes to expressing their feelings, right? And that definitely includes jealousy.
Oh,
But
sure.
what you're saying is a lack of jealousy could actually be a red flag.
That's exactly what Lionstar is saying. And to be clear, I'm definitely not saying you should try to make your Leo man jealous, because that's a whole other can of worms that you do not want to open.
No, definitely not a good idea.
But it's definitely something to think about.
Yeah, no, playing games is never the answer, that's for sure. But this whole lack of jealousy thing, I'll be honest, that's throwing me off a little.
It's definitely one of the more unexpected signs, I'll give you that.
So, okay, help me understand this, because like if a Leo man is really into you, he's gonna let you know
Oh,
early.
absolutely. And if he feels like someone's, encroaching on his territory,
Oh,
well,
he's gonna roar.
exactly. But when he's checked out, that whole protective instinct, it just kind of fizzles.
So it's not even that he's like playing it cool or anything. It's that he genuinely doesn't seem to notice.
Or care. Lionstar used a great phrase, actually. They called it an eerie calmness.
Ooh, eerie calmness. Yeah, that's, I mean, honestly, that might be worse than the jealousy, right?
It's definitely unsettling. Like, at least with the jealousy, you know where you stand.
Okay, yeah. So what else? There's more, isn't there?
Right. So, this actually leads us to what Lionstar calls public displays of disaffection, which, and I'm just going to say it, yikes.
Public displays of disaffection. Okay, yeah, that sounds rough. So what are we talking here? Like, is he gonna cause a scene in a restaurant?
Not necessarily, but I mean, with a Leo, I wouldn't rule anything out
Right.
completely, right? But it's generally more subtle than that. Think like calculated actions, little things he might do, to kind of reassert his dominance, especially if he feels like his ego's taken a hit.
So less about actually wanting to get back together and more about revenge. Is that too strong a word?
I don't think so, no. It's like they want to have the last word.
Wow.
Yeah. And Linestar gives a few examples. Like, say you're at a party together, right? He might just ignore you completely.
Oh,
Or he might be rude to the waiter, or, you even make you the butt of a joke in front of other people.
ugh, that's awful.
Yeah.
It's like he's using his charm to be charming at your expense.
Right. And it's all about power, shifting that dynamic.
So messed up.
It is. But it's important to remember that for Leo, a lot of this comes down to respect, or more specifically, feeling disrespected.
So it's not so much that he's like trying to be malicious, it's that he's hurt.
Exactly. Remember, Leos, they need admiration. So when they're not getting it, or when they feel like they've been shown up, well, they don't exactly handle it with grace.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, the respect thing, because it makes me wonder how much of this is just like Leo behavior in general, like not even just in romantic relationships.
It's a good point. And actually, Lionstar does touch on that a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, they basically say that while the article is mostly about romantic relationships, a lot of these Leo tendencies, they can definitely show up in other areas of life too. So like a Leo friend might act the same way if they feel like you're not giving them enough attention or if they think you don't value their
Oh,
opinion.
that makes total sense.
Right.
So, like that friend who always has to be the center of attention, maybe they're not just being a diva, you know?
Right. Maybe they just really need that validation.
It's almost like they forget how to function if they're not in the spotlight.
Pretty much.
Wow. Okay, this is really making me rethink a few friendships, not gonna lie.
It's definitely a different way of looking at things.
Yeah, it is. Because, I mean, before we started talking about all this, I kind of thought, you know, if a guy's acting weird, it's because he's acting weird, not because he's a Leo. But now I'm like, maybe there is something to this whole astrology thing after all.
Well, I'm not saying it's the be-all and end-all, but it can definitely be a useful tool. Like, it can help you understand why someone might react a certain way or what their motivations might be.
Yeah, totally. It's like having a little bit of a head start.
Exactly. And that can make all the difference, in any relationship, really, whether it's romantic or with a friend or even a coworker.
Right. It's all about communication, really,
Yeah.
figuring out how to talk to each other and, you know, actually listen.
Well, well said.
I learned it from listening to this podcast,
The
obviously.
best way to learn.
Exactly. But seriously, I think that's a really good note to end on. So for anyone out there who's trying to figure out the Leo in their life, just remember, they might be a little extra sometimes.
Okay, a lot extra.
But that's part of their charm. Just be patient, try to understand where they're coming from, and who knows, you might just learn to love those crazy lions.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the mysterious world of the Leo Man. As always, thank you so much for listening.